clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis, and I am here with my buds, and it is a budding day.
Yeah.
Did you like that? It's summer
That's
now.
That's a good one. That's a good
it's
one.
Summer.
I like
it's summer.
It's summer. It's appropriate. Usually I'm the one that comes up with really cute like one-liners for the holidays.
Oh.
That was good.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody has their phone or computer on. Anyway, put everything on silent, guys. I hope... Oh, Candace, Orange County Normal.
Hello.
And we have a special guest who is going to be with us through the whole show.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Wait a minute, Corey. I'm looking at him because he's so cute. Corey of... Wait a minute. I got it.
Classic Concentrates.
Thank Classic... Well, I was going to say Royal Trees Collective.
Both.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah. But thank you, Elle. Because
my bad.
No, you're not bad. You were just... You know how much I need help a lot of times. So anyway, Corey, thank you so much for being with us. But before we get started with Corey, let's talk about, hey, what did you guys do? Obviously, you had a safe Memorial Day weekend or Memorial weekend. What did you do? Who did what?
What'd you do,
Elliot? Barbecuing.
Me too.
Medicating and relaxing.
I did that the whole weekend. I ate, I medicated. I medicated, I ate again, then I medicated, and then I ate. So Candace, what did you do?
That sounds a lot better than, my son pooped in the pool at a party. So like I had to deal with all of that, and Josue was like, oh, it's your turn, man. You know.
Was it somebody's house?
It was bad. Yeah, it was someone's house. They just moved into a brand new house, like $1 million house in the gated community.
No more pool party.
I defecated all over their swimming pool.
It's over.
So did he not have a swimsuit on?
He had a swim diaper on, but it just those things aren't 100%. Yeah, it's still leaking and stuff. You know, everyone's all,
we've had baby poo, but we have to call the health department. Nobody's allowed in it after a baby poops in there.
He didn't poop in there. I'm like, ugh.
I mean, what they do is they empty. So they hate you. You'll never be invited back again. I hope they weren't close friends and just maybe good acquaintances. Or,
oh my God.
Can you imagine all the moms talking about you when you left?
I know.
It actually happened Bad. To me when I worked at Wild River.
So you pooped?
Oh, really?
No. I was working in the kids section and a little kid did it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I thought you pooped in the pool. I'm sorry.
It's gross. Dude, I never ever in my whole life before had a kid ever touched poo, ever got punched in the face. And let me tell you, I've had to touch poo and I've been punched in the face more than I ever thought I'd be in my whole life.
I hate, I do not like
that. And that's why mom's seeing marijuana. Right.
Did it help? I think it would have been a dab day.
Yep.
Not a marijuana day, a dab day.
It's medicating.
So everybody had a nice, mellow holiday. It's not a big deal.
Elliot probably worked. We can't get him off his computer.
Let me tell you what I did.
Go ahead, Al.
I did my best to avoid conflict, even though I had conflict. Yeah. And then in between, I smoked a lot of pot. To run away from the conflict.
No conflict
it was stressful.
For the soldiers.
Oh, man.
Well,
you have to keep those levels up.
This is what I learned. Pick and choose your words wisely. That's all.
It's semantics.
It's all about semantics. Hey, what about current news? What's happening?
Oh, well, haven't heard a lot from Trump lately, but...
Trumpty Dumpty was in the Middle East, and...
Oh, yeah, that's right, and he's, like, all upset because he isn't... For the first time, he's not staying at a Trump hotel... Or the White
House.
Oh,
he's back. He's back now. He's back, and his wife wouldn't hold his hand. She was smacking his hand. I think she hates his guts, okay? I do.
She does.
Look at the body language. Look at the body language. And she's really a beautiful woman, and she's very poised. And
if anyone hasn't seen the smack, I'm going to repost it on our Instagram at Hemp Radio today. I posted it originally on my page, but I'm going to repost
it. There's another one that she does. Was she rolling her? Something else she did like shortly after.
Hey, she has new fans.
There's so much that she has to put up with. Like, and just
it's called choices. It's called choices.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was... ready. I don't think the choice was to be a president, the wife of a president was in her thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, can you imagine? I wouldn't.
I don't know why she doesn't love it. That doesn't seem like she doesn't like him very much. So, I mean, this
she
takes
hates
her,
him.
Takes him away from her all the time. She gets to do her own thing, you know.
Right.
But I guess now she probably, before, but even worse now, can't do anything. She's like a prisoner, you know. Yeah. To be that popular and well-known, you're a prisoner.
Yeah,
you know,
trapped.
You can't do
that's
anything.
What, right. That's what
she
fame
can't even
does.
Sneak a lover in, you know. She's probably so horny.
Wait a minute. Other people have. Other people have in the
true.
White House.
They got
true.
Busted, though. You know how many snitches are in the White House nowadays?
Yeah,
all the
especially
leaks coming
now
out?
With social media, dude. You'd have to, like, sneak
that's
them
right.
in. Like, in the,
there'll
that's
be a video
right.
of it.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a Secret Service guy that is going to see all that. She didn't get nowhere.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd have my little group of friends that, I mean, look how many Hollywood weddings were secret, nobody knew about them. Sandra Bullock, not one soul knew. There's ways to do it. If you want the media, you call attention to yourself and you do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Half the stuff that
you
see.
That's probably the difference. She seems very private and
right.
he's not. He's like
right.
the dumb shit that like puts on social media on blast, everything he thinks. And I don't even know, how the hell does he still have a Twitter account? Because I know they took away Obama's social media. Like, he was like self-confessed, like addicted to his BlackBerry. Because when he got elected, there was BlackBerry still. So he loved his BlackBerry and he loved his cigarettes, you know, and they made him pretty much stop, you know, using the phone. So I don't know. Who's letting Trump, you know, do what the hell he wants?
Obama was smart enough to take good advice.
Yeah.
But there, but like yeah. all the news says, who's going to check Trump? Who's going to tell yeah. him, no, you can't do that?
Yeah.
Well,
you
I
know
mean,
what's so
I,
funny is I yeah, heard someone he saying, you know, when he was going overseas, they're like, they've told the people overseas to make their presentation short with less words and lots of pictures and diagrams.
Oh,
isn't
my
that so
God.
Funny?
He. This is how I describe him as a schlub. That's what he is.
What is a schlub?
Schlub. It's a schlub.
What is
just,
that?
Just the way you think.
Okay.
It's just a sloppy person. Yep. He eats ketchup. He dips his steak in ketchup. What does that tell you?
I know. With all the fine dining and
no,
like his surroundings, and
no,
he's like that.
No.
WT. You know, like
he is a white trash eater. He likes fast food. No, I think he would have been so what. He is white trash. They paid for his education because he's not smart. Listen
at
to him
Wharton
speak.
The Wharton School of Business College.
Oh, no. You know what? Oh, he could have never gone there. He's not that smart. I've never. I mean, he's smart in business, but he can't speak well, and he doesn't have. He doesn't
he
have that.
He just doesn't have the poise.
Yeah.
The
poise.
Yeah, that's. You
is anybody
learn on, along the way.
Is anybody having voters' remorse?
I didn't vote for
not
him.
Us.
No.
Well, I know. I'm just talking
no,
to
no,
our
no.
I'm talking to our listeners.
No, no, no. I've seen things on actually 60 Minutes about this one guy who owned a business in a small town in the South, and he actually employed people, and he had like four kids and stuff like that, and he had like one like DUI in the past or something, and so even since his case was in the process of getting his citizenship, they actually kicked him out of the country and stuff, and this whole town is up in arms about it. But they were like all voted for Trump, you know, and they're like, we can't believe it. So there is a lot of people, not here because we're smart, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of people in the South that are feeling pretty stupid. So
I don't know about that, Candace. They're stupid as stupid does. Look what they did.
They voted for him.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not even, I shouldn't say that because he's done a lot in the, what, 90 days or 100?
You know, I take it back. No, the people didn't vote for him. The Electoral College scumbags voted for him. And his political campaign exactly targeted those people for their votes.
Okay, well, I'm trumped out right now, so.
Let's do it. Let's next
thing. Oh, that's right. We only had one Trump token per show. We totally blew
that's
that
right,
role.
Right.
People are like clicking off. They're like, yeah. All right, had enough of this shit.
Do you have any normal news?
Yeah, we have a couple stories to share with you guys from the normal news. This story first from Vermont is one that we're following up on from a previous story. Unfortunately, Governor Bill Scott recently rejected legislation Senate Bill 22 that sought to eliminate criminal and civil penalties for the adult use and possession of marijuana. The governor said that he did not support the legislation as written, but remains open to working with lawmakers over the summer to amend the state's cannabis policies. So as you guys may remember, we talked about how this bill had passed the legislature and it was just waiting for his signature. This bill, Senate Bill 22, would have amended state law so that the possession of up to 1 ounce of cannabis or the cultivation of up to 2 mature plants or 4 immature plants would no longer have been subject to a penalty. And again, that was in the state of Vermont. So that's really sad to see, but I guess, you know,
It'll happen. Some places just take longer than others.
It's good that he's open to it. Maybe he's just, you know, sometimes people are just too willing to accept a law that's going to give them some freedom. And so maybe he's just being really smart about it in his eyes.
Well,
but that's good that he's open to it, still working.
I'm sure he gets pressure from people saying, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this? You know, and he's weighing that because is he going to be running for re-election?
I don't know, but yeah, we need to get somebody from that state maybe to give us a kind of perspective from what's going on that end. And, our next story is a study about inhaled cannabis and how it controls ticks in TS patients coming from Canada.
Oh, I thought you meant like ticks in kids' heads.
That's what I thought you meant.
That may be a new way to stick them in a closet and, you know,
the ticks?
Smoke it out, you know, just kill them.
Oh, yeah.
This story says that inhaled cannabis is effective and well-tolerated for patients with Tourette's syndrome, also we'll call it TS in the story, according to the clinical data published online ahead of the print journal story in the Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neuroscience, so a very serious sounding magazine. Research reported that all study participants experienced clinically significant symptom relief, including reduction in obsessive compulsive symptoms, impulsivity, anxiety, irritability, and rage outbursts. 18 of the 19 patients experienced decreased tick severity, and they found that cannabis was generally well tolerated by study subjects. So that's really cool, you know, the people that you see with the ticks, and like that's, you know, pretty debilitating and pretty embarrassing.
Well, once your kid goes to school, you're going to be worrying about head ticks.
Investigators concluded that overall these study participants experienced substantial improvements in their symptoms. This is particularly striking, given that almost all participants had failed at least one anti-tick medication trial previously. In conclusion, cannabis seems to be a promising treatment option for ticks and associated symptoms. So that's really cool. And then in our last story, this story coming from Richmond, Virginia, racial disparity in marijuana arrests are increasing. In Virginia, they say African Americans are arrested for violating marijuana possession laws at more than three times the rate of whites and others, and it's rising, according to an analysis of statewide arrest data by Virginia Commonwealth University. Researchers reviewed 160,000 state and local arrest records from 2010 to 2016. They found that blacks were 2.9 times as likely to be arrested as whites for possessing marijuana, but 3.2 times more likely to be arrested by the time 2016 came. And here in California, a 2016 analysis of California arrest figures concluded that police arrest blacks for marijuana offenses at 3.5 rates times that of whites. A prior statement assessment reported that police in the 25 of California's major cities arrest blacks for marijuana possession violations at a rate of 4 to 12 times of that of Caucasians. Wow, that's crazy. Similar disparities have reported in other major cities, including New York and Chicago. So, I mean, even though we have these loosening marijuana laws and, you know, these, you know, laws that are even making the possession of all drugs, you know, not an arrestable offense. Again, it still seems like the cops are, you know, using their powers to, you know, stereotype people and arrest, you know.
Yeah, the discrimination isn't fair for sure.
Yeah, and it's not getting better. It sounds
really
like it's getting worse.
We really need legalization for that reason alone.
Yeah.
I got some news.
Yeah, please.
Can we give South Carolina props again?
Okay. Oh, for the hemp?
Man, I love reading all the stories.
Thank you, Elliot.
We literally went to sleep and woke up one day and was like, South Carolina did this? Mm-hmm. They allowed us to have hemp CBD? And then now there's the second store that opened up officially a couple days ago.
Where? Do you know where it is?
Gainesville? Something. Yeah, is that the city?
I don't know. There's a Gainesville, Florida. I'm not sure I made that up.
I'll look it up, but yeah, props to South Carolina.
That's really cool.
That's really fabulous. Awesome. That's fabulous. What else? Well, the veterans are urging the Trump administration to get on the hemp, the cannabis bandwagon.
What group? What veterans group is this?
Veterans. Let's see. It just says, now veterans urge the Trump administration to allow marijuana research. I mean, they're not asking for anything stupid. They're asking to do research, proper research. And as more research is being done, especially now that our country has more states with legalized cannabis policies, the results seem to be consistent. Veterans can receive a multitude of medical and mental benefits through the use of cannabis. We know that. Yeah. So it's time that we allow them, you know.
I saw recently, too, there was a veteran, Christopher Landowski. I think he I don't remember what state he got in trouble in.
Oshiki? Is that Oshiki420 on Instagram?
I don't know. Is he the guy who had like four kids, who was a veteran?
I think I know who you're talking about.
If it's the same guy, anyways, this veteran just recently got in trouble in one of the states that didn't have medical marijuana laws. But it looks like his attorney, Matt Pappas, was able to get his charges dropped, or he won his case. So that's great. So that veteran gets to return home and be with his family. I know that he now lives here in Orange County.
I mean, how hard could that be to say, okay, they're veterans. We fuck them enough. We don't give them proper care. We don't give them mental. We don't give them health care. We feed them full of drugs. Why can't we give them cannabis? Yeah. The safest thing they can put in their body.
Let's at least get them stoned.
Right. Exactly. I mean, or feel better. So, you know, we want to keep our eyes on this and see where this goes. Hopefully, Trumpty Dumpty.
Well, they better make the report short with lots of pictures and diagrams for him. So that's all I have
to say. Okay, Candace, maybe we should do that and just email it to them and say, this is how you present it.
Yeah. Also, just kind of reminding people, if they're in California, that the deadline to make comment on the California medical marijuana regulations is up on June 13th.
Tell us what that means when you say comments.
Well, right now they have put...
We think that it sucks.
They have released the draft guidelines for the whole application process for concentrates, manufacturing, cultivation, distribution, everything, lab testing, and some of the regulations came out a couple days after, but the first deadline comes June 13th for the application and the first ones that they released. And so this is our 45-day comment period to respond to them, to complain about things that are in there, and tell them that we don't think it's appropriate. Like a couple of the things that people are saying is the most problematic is the 100 milligram limit for any package, that you have to be able to delineate a 10 milligram dosage from that. So you can't have like chips or popcorns or anything like that anymore. You can't have anything with like fruit flavors. You can't have anything with dairy. So like butter-based products are gone. You can't package anything in a can, you know.
Right, so what can you do? Stuff.
So what you could do is you could read part of it, or you could read something, part of it that pertains to you, and you can send them comment and they have to respond to you.
Okay, good.
But if you don't say anything, it becomes law forever. So it's very important to be a part of this process.
So who do we comment to?
You would comment to the Bureau of Marijuana Regulation, and if you go to the California Normal website, they have a summary of it if you don't want to read the whole thing. And then they actually have something, it's a petition, and you can print it out, and it pretty much makes all those main points, and then it gives you a part on the bottom to write in what you want, and then it has the address on it where you could just like mail it in. But you need to do it pretty quick. You can also probably do it through the portal. It's at cannabis.ca.gov.
Because they have to receive it before the 13th.
Yeah. So cannabis.ca.gov is like California's new portal for everything cannabis. So like in our new industry, anything you're going to need, like dmv.ca.gov, cannabis is cannabis.ca.gov. So if you need anything to sign up on those email lists to get copies of the regulations, that's the website.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Corey, and we're going to learn all about concentrates.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Is that what we're going to learn?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Okay, good. We'll be right back with more Hot Pot Topics.
We're going to get that Chris guy on the show.
End of segment one.
I just sent him an Instagram message.
Who?
Christopher Lewandowski.
Was he on our show?
No, he was at the normal meeting. That's where you saw him. He spoke at our normal
meeting. But he did the Charlo show. He did the Nug Life radio show.
When I went down there. Oh, Charlo's assistant's waiting to see. She'll let me know.
Okay, so let's go into the second.
This
is your show now.
Okay.
Everybody knows Charlo?
It's the Corey's show.
Make sure Jackie's not out there.
Will she text you?
Yeah, I told her to text me.
Okay, good.
Oh my God, no, she's still waiting.
Fuck. She'll be there. You know how stoners are. She'll be there all day waiting.
I wish her luck on Miss Mary Jane's.
Anyway.
We had a bunch of bum deals going on.
Hey, you're dropping your hands, whoever's doing that.
Are you ready to start?
3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes. I'm here with Candace from Orange County Normal. and L.
Yo, yo.
And our special guest is Corey with
Classic Concentrate.
I wanted to say his last name. Do you have a last name? Or you, we don't know.
Just Corey with Classic
Concentrates. It's just Corey Classic Concentrates.
And Royal Trees. Boom.
Royal Trees Collective, which is a delivery service.
What city?
South Orange County. We do from Irvine down to San Clemente.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. Yeah. So, okay. Tell us how you got started. Because you've been in this business for a while, right, Corey?
Yeah. He doesn't look like it. He does not look like it.
He looks young.
They haven't stressed you out to the point where you look old yet.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I'm still pretty young, but I started early. I started working for Clone Collective basically like 13 years ago.
Wow.
Started growing a whole bunch. I've worked in a bunch of warehouses. And started doing my own thing with the delivery service in 2012 and started doing the concentrates in like 3 years ago about.
Yeah.
So have you experimented with all the methods of making concentrates?
I've experimented with a lot of them, yeah.
It seems like everybody's is the best.
And it seems like it comes like in waves with trends, right? Like first it's like bubble hash back in the day. And
then, okay.
You know, like
what's
now
the new?
It's like pressed rosin, maybe I would say is like one of the newer.
Or the new thing might be the distillates that are all over the place.
The what? What's the distillates?
This 96% honey oil that people have all of a sudden.
The distillates is when you're like able crazy. To basically separate the cannabinoids to its purest form because you're melting it off.
How do you do that?
Think moonshine.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically evaporating the different particulates at specific temperatures so that only certain things are collected at certain times.
Yeah.
And the, you know, bad material that you don't want doesn't
get... Stays behind.
Yeah, it stays behind. It's usually heavier and takes more to evaporate off.
That's cool. Same way they would make, like, homemade alcohol, right? You have one container and you heat it up to the point where it evaporates and travels down a tube to another container and then it condenses, right? And it becomes like a solid or a liquid or the a wax, a goo, you know?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So you started out as a grower and then you segued into doing concentrates.
Yeah, as the
well, what's your favorite strain, Mr. Grower? You got a favorite strain, like that one strain?
Yeah, I mean, I really love old Chem Dogs, Chem Dog 91.
Nice.
And stuff. Yeah, the original.
I like the texture of Chem Dogs, like how it grows and stuff. Sorry, keep going.
You know what? I'm cutting hands off after this segment. I'm either cutting people's hands off or I'm tying them behind your back. Although you may like that, Elle.
You know what?
Go ahead.
One old school one I like too is like Romulan. Do you remember when that used to be around like a lot back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've grown Romulan before.
Or the real lavender.
Okay, bring it back. What? How do you know that these strains, I mean, who names them? Or how do you know that they're the real deal?
Well, for the way that we go about getting our genetics is we usually go from the source, the different genetic companies, DNA Genetics, TGA, Dark Heart Nursery, and we'll actually get non-feminized seeds where we'll plant, you know, 6 to 12 different females and separate and sex them and phenotype the right ones that we actually want to keep in the mix. Yeah. And that's kind of how we go.
Now I've heard of some people having as many as 5 or 6 phenotypes per the same exact strain. I used to be the TGA guy, so I'm familiar. Yeah. My buddy grew like 10 seeds and he had like 6 different phenos. And when he grew
them all out, they all came out different.
The phenotypes are
basically... Does he say female or femo?
Pheno.
What is that?
Phenotype. So it's basically like a cousin of each strain. So each strain is a specific strain, and the genetics aren't exactly the same per seed. So this, you know, it's like brothers and sisters.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never really thought about that, but I guess it's true. They're not going to be all exact the same unless they're clones, right?
Yeah. So different ones are, you know, drought tolerant. Different ones are pest resilient or mold resilient.
Yeah.
And you got to pick out the ones that are going to favor your environment.
Yeah. That's interesting. That makes a lot of sense, you know, because then you pick the particular plant of that strain that has like the best qualities, and you know, you cross it with something else, and then that's how you can get all these different crosses, not just a limited number, but more, you know, variation of what the actual end product is like. It's interesting. Yeah.
I just thought of something. How do you figure out like which is the phenotype? Like, you just get all these phenotypes and you have to say, okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just number them out. There's no like specific way of going about it, but right. you just number them out and figure out, you know, which ones are going to kind of work better in your grow.
Okay. I wonder if these seed genetic people have ever figured that out. Like, okay, I sell 20 different strains to the public. And they do their own research on the phenotypes. I've never seen that on the websites or like.
Yeah, so there's different like classifications of the phenotypes also. So if something is considered like an F1 or an F2, an F2 is like a second generation that has already been crossed before, and an F1 is an original strain that is introduced new. Kind of as
they hold it off, you know, like almost like they don't want to release.
Well, it just hasn't been mixed before, at least, you know, not publicly.
I'm looking at your website, and I see there's four uniquely different. What do I call them? Concentrates.
Yeah, waxes.
This is beautiful. This is like shatter. This looks like a piece of caramel that I would eat.
Yeah. Yeah, Patty, eat that.
And what is this? It looks so delicious. What is this, the difference? This one looks like a dried up
basically moon rock? The different consistencies are just to the different people's preferences.
It's not it's not how you make it. It's just.
Well, there is some technique in how you make it and also what the makeup is. So if, you know, something has more terpenes in it or more fats or lipids in it, it might end up a different consistency than shatter. And shatter is because it's in crystal form, is typically more of more like there's more THC and more.
So are you saying that shatter is the best one to do because of it has the highest, the strongest effect?
No. There's usually just less of the other substances in it. It's kind of filtered out and separated.
Okay, let me ask you this. How safe is dabbing? Or how safe is doing concentrates? Is it the same as smoking pot? Is it better? Is it worse? Or is it the same?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, we don't have anyone that's had any short-term kind of like health instances. But, I mean, we don't know the long-term effects.
I have a monkey wrench to throw in that. For all those dabbers out there, you get to a point where like you're like, damn, I need to take a couple of days off because I can't breathe.
Yeah. Well, this is what I noticed. Guys take dabs that would blow my brains out.
Patty, I've seen you take dabs.
I know, but I don't take like
the dab contest. But when you're taking a full gram dab.
I mean, when my smoke comes out, it's like a wisp. When your smoke comes out, Al, it's like a snowstorm.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's like,
well, it's probably a matter of tolerance.
I do take mega dabs.
How medicated someone wants to be, and guys probably do have a larger lung capacity.
Right.
You know, whatever. I think it's really interesting though. It's interesting to see how the industry evolves and how we get kind of like more like technologically advanced and things do get safer. And especially, you know, when the testing comes out, once they figure it out, right now it's may not even be possible the way that they're trying to ask it to be done. But, you know, hopefully they will find the safest way.
Wait,
for
will these in your the California laws, is dabbing legal? Is it legal to make that, or is that a gray area?
Well, I haven't read the regulations for for the concentrates.
Yeah, so as far as I know, there is actually
what does it say?
Part of the bill that is separated and specific for the concentrates. And
I know that they're allowed to use them. I just forget which methods they allow and don't allow.
Yeah, so they haven't, as far as I know, they haven't specified, you know, if butane, which a lot of extract artists use, or propane, is considered a volatile gas.
I think they're considering even like, I think they were saying like CO2 to be volatile too.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about butane, everyone's like, oh, butane, lighter torches, bad for you, horrible. But you know what? They use like butane in a lot of cooking things too. Like if you, like the Pam spray is like fueled by butane. Mm-hmm. That's what gets it out of the can.
Oh my God.
Anything in a can has butane in it.
Okay.
So we already cook with butane. Okay. They already consider butane to be food safe.
There's already a regulated, you know, safe
Very
number
good point.
That's by the FDA that, you know, is safe for human consumption.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
You know, we can metabolize.
Yeah.
Butane,
so. And if you do it the right way, I've heard people at the testing facility say that actually you can almost get
up,
all of it out.
Yeah, it ends up the cleanest. Yeah. We just had a batch actually test with only 19 ppm of residual.
What does that mean?
19 parts per million, that's residual solvent.
Yeah.
And that's good. Really low. I mean, the standards for Washington, which are considered the strictest right now, are 500 ppm.
Oh, wow.
So
that's good.
We're well under that number.
Yeah. Yeah. So imagine, you know, as our industry keeps growing, we're going to get all this stuff dialed in, you know, and, you know, I think concentrates, you know, probably are even better than, you know, the flower, you know, because if you think about if you have to smoke like a whole joint to get your medication level up so high, you know, and after you're done, like how much resin's on your fingers and stuff, you know, you can get all that medication in like in one dab. So,
And also a good point that a lab technician brought up to me a long time ago was that, you know, the same person who's arguing that they don't want to inhale butane or take dabs because of it's made with butane are smoking out of, you know, hand pipes with a butane lighter. Yeah. And there's enough residual solvents.
Oh, yeah, and that goes
just straight
your
into
lungs.
You.
Well, they're not thinking about it. They're just thinking of that it's cannabis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all.
And there's very few people that use, like, those hemp wicks. That's probably, like, one of the only ways to, like, smoke out of a pipe without inhaling butane, you know?
Or taking solar rips.
Yeah.
I'm all about the solar rips.
That's
okay.
I don't think I'm patient enough for that. What the hell? You have to, like,
explain to me what it is.
No, it's, you know, when you're in the backyard and you take out a magnifying glass and
what are you talking about?
And you use
I'm in the back.
Like
you never used to burn
smoking.
Ants when you were a little kid. Or
I have taken solar hit bongs.
I think yes.
On a sunny day, you get a magnifying glass and just like
that's
you're burning
hot.
An ant or a bug, you burn your bowl from the sunlight in the magnifying glass. You know what? We're gonna do that.
Very enjoyable.
We're gonna do that. I'm gonna come to your house and we're gonna have solar hit day.
So scared.
Oh, it's
that's
great.
Like survival smoking.
I think it's a California thing because back east we don't have that sun. You know what I'm saying? That's why you could do it here and never heard of it. We used to do shotgun.
Yeah.
That's like you didn't have any weed or something. You blow on each other's mouth.
Well, because it was cool to do. It had nothing to do with...
Guys were just trying to trick you, Patty.
It had nothing to do... I loved it, meanwhile, okay? That was my way of getting dates or kissed. Hello. I mean, no, there's so many old things. And you know what? Next year, there's going to be different things. Like, we have all these concentrates and names. What else can we do? Where else can we go?
I don't even know, and I'm so excited to see it. Because who would have known all this stuff that comes out?
Exactly.
You know? Just a couple of years ago, we were smoking concentrates out of those little crack pipe things. Remember the Eclipse vapes? Those metal things, and you'd screw the little cartridge on the end, you know? And look, we are now, you know?
Yeah. Look at
even the crack pipes, you know, they weren't originally for crack.
Yeah. What were they for?
Smoking hemp oil, hash oil.
Oh, that's what they were for?
Yeah.
They stole it from us.
Yeah,
in the
70s.
Well, in the 70s, we used to put our hash oil on. We used to smoke joints.
Yeah.
So we put the hash oil on the joint, and that was fabulous. That's how we
still
did it.
Still is fabulous. Yeah.
I don't know still if I ever smoked out of a pipe, hash out of a pipe then. Maybe I did. I don't remember. Who knows? I was real fucked up then.
Because you smoke so much hash.
Right. My brain's dead. What else can you tell us about concentrates?
Well, for us, we cover a variety of different concentrates. We also do some old school kind of classic concentrates.
What's a classic?
Like hash.
Bubble hash.
Or bubble hash. Or
you can dab bubble hash,
we do
too.
Dry sieve keef. Yeah, if it's refined well enough.
I have some hippie friends that dab their bubble hash.
Okay, what is the strongest? Is there something that's stronger?
Than the distillates?
No. One thing that's stronger, like the bubble hash or the... I don't know the names, but is there something that's stronger than the others?
The full melt hashes.
If I want to get there
sounds
real
like
quick.
She wants to like mainline like marijuana or something. Yeah. She's like, what is the strongest?
Is there somebody out there with an IV? IV?
Probably, what? Actually.
Dude, one day. I would
day,
not doubt
one day.
It.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I mean, they have like sublinguals. You can just like put it underneath your like lip and stuff, and it just like melts away and gets you high. Those I've heard are pretty strong. Hey, you can use a suppository, Patty. That's probably one of the strongest ways.
Well, it's different. I don't want my ass to be high. I want my head to be high.
Well, I have used a THC suppository. But it's no secret that I have Crohn's and colitis, so I'm not afraid to talk about body stuff and gross and sticking stuff behind.
Did it give you a head high?
I got fucked up.
Really?
And I told the person that I got it from, I'd never use it again because I got way too high. Because on the
like
test results,
or work or anything?
It showed less than 3% THC and all this CBD and CBDN and CBG and all this stuff.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't get out of bed. I was spinning. Like
maybe the CBN.
Wow.
Yeah
when high. That way is apparently because it goes straight into the bloodstream, like not through the liver or anything, you know, straight to the blood around the liver is the fastest way. Even faster than like, you know, and more effective than smoking. I mean, people get so drunk if they just, you can beer bong up your butt and people get fucked up from like one beer, from one beer.
In your butt?
Yes.
Why would you put beer
people
in
do
your...
it?
No, I've
drunks,
seen it on the news
alcoholics
lately.
Do
and,
it.
And
where do you people hang out is my
There's
going to
be a slew of internet
I watch a lot of TV.
Today.
But people get alcohol poisoning very easily
from
that
doing
way.
It that
yeah.
way. Yeah, because it goes
beer
around.
Beer enema.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
a
yeah.
beer enema.
Oh, well, yeah.
People are even vaping alcohol right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's alcohol powder. So I'm sure they could be like doing lines of it too.
But
Patty
the difference,
needs to take a break. She's like,
I hate alcohol. I mean, I don't hate it. I do my three Grey Goose martinis with three olives shaken and straight up
per day,
per minute. No, I have three a year.
Sure, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I love Grey Goose. I mean, I'm not a drinker, but if I'm offered a cocktail, that's what I'm getting. I know we still have 7 minutes.
Okay.
I'm keeping track. And hey, Corey, cute Corey. What else, honey?
What about like crazy delivery stories? I know you guys.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You probably don't have that many crazy stories because you actually deliver to the more affluent part of Orange County. I'm sure North Orange County, there's more, you know, meeting in Walmart parking lots and, you know.
We've had our crazies also.
Yeah.
I mean, we had one lady specifically that we had to 86 after the second time of us delivering to her.
What'd she do?
One of my friends went there, and we were recommended, you know, her business from another member of our collective. And one of my friends went there, and he was telling me about how she was really acting really weird, left him kind of in this strange room, and
cuckoo.
Yeah, it was cuckoo. But then, so I went there, and when I went there, she brought me down into this room. It was, you know, downstairs. She had
the chamber,
a tri-level place, and yeah, it was like.
Was this the S&M room?
But no, I don't know. But there was nothing but the walls. There was tons of mirrors in the room, and
all
the mirrors were like facing inward and stuff, like even on the ground and stuff. This lady was a witch, like really, and like
she's trying to steal my soul.
Did she want pot though?
What?
Did she want pot?
It's like the magical ingredient.
She
was
still wanted
her,
pot.
She's trying to steal your soul.
But no, she really was. She got like, I was in the room and she like was like chanting or like whispering some stuff behind my back, and it was just
she liked you. You're
so
cute.
Then I was talking to the guy. No, then I was talking to the guy that recommended her to us, and he's like, yeah, I don't talk to her anymore. She's a total witch. And
so why don't you
he was telling me this stuff without me even saying anything about it and stuff.
Wow,
so
weird.
I was like, whoa.
You're like, no.
Never answering her call again, yeah.
Or doing a delivery.
I would have I would have asked her. I'm that
you would
person.
Have investigated more?
I would have said.
Patty would have been over there like, do it, bitch. Put a spell on me. Let's
I would have said.
We would have had her on the show as a guest.
Thank
like,
you
hey, please
what
come down to him for
witchcraft radio. Did you go to?
We want to talk to you.
Which strain of marijuana is best for witchcraft?
Did you go to Hogwarts?
Yeah.
We like those kind of people. If they're doing, if it's a white witch, we like white witches. White witches are good witches.
What do you mean?
Nah, that's not really like a white witch kind of thing.
I just want to find out. I don't mean color, skin. Along the way, you know?
Oh,
it's not race,
no,
Al.
No.
You know what?
I've never heard of a white witch.
Yes. Oh. My daughter calls me a white witch.
Oh, okay.
That means
like
I'm good.
Like a healer, like is considered.
Okay, okay.
I don't know.
You put me on some education.
My friend has worked, he's like a vendor, but he's had a lot of people that are dispensary owners. And so he's trying to put this thing together right now, and maybe I shouldn't even say it because someone's going to steal it. But he's putting together a site for dispensaries, and it's only like $10 a month or for deliveries, and it's called Marijuana's Most Wanted. And so if you have a crazy-ass fucking patient that you want to warn other people on, you upload her stuff. And then say you're a delivery service and you want to just check everyone before you go deliver, you can check to see if they're in that site,
the
Marijuana's Most Wanted. Yeah, so it'll be like a database.
I love it.
$10 a month.
Cannabis patients.
Yeah, I mean, because we had them at the doctor's office. We'd have like dispensaries call and be like, dude, this guy's smoking in our fucking parking lot. We told him no, and he's like, you know, I'm going to do it anyways. You know, and so like, I think it's a really good idea because it's kind of, you know, you never know what you're going to walk into, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's why delivery's scary. I mean, you don't know if you're in a good area and you know the people and you know the area well, that's different. But there's some areas that were, I mean, although there are rich crazies.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I mean, did anyone ever proposition you?
No.
I'm surprised.
No. Me too.
Yeah.
I would have said, oh, come and smoke a joint with me, honey.
Have you ever like gone to like a really rich looking house and gone inside, it's like a total hoarder's mess? And like you're like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, definitely, actually.
So funny.
You're like, I never would have expected this.
Mm-hmm.
We would also sometimes at the doctor's office get people calling and saying that like people's like weed didn't work. So do you ever get like crazy people like, man, this weed doesn't work? And you're like, I guarantee you it works.
Everybody else says it floors them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You always have those.
No, there's weed that doesn't work. I have smoked weed and been like, what the fuck am I smoking?
Really?
But
You've never smoked weed and not got high?
Purple weed before.
I've smoked.
Back in the day.
You know when I've smoked and couldn't get high is when there's a death. If I'm in mourning, if something horrible happens, I can't, no matter what I do, I can't get high.
Hmm. Your endocannabinoids are blocked.
Yeah.
And then your
whole
system is.
How do you unblock them? Do you like get a plunger?
Out of synchrony.
It's weird. It's like
take some pills or something.
It's weird. Yeah. I mean,
take
it's weird. There are times when you know, you can't get high. Anyway, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come right back with Corey, cute Corey, and Candace and Alan will be back with some more Hot Pot Topics.
America, love. Do it, man.
Back and with Corey. We're so glad that cute Corey joined us. Candace and Elle.
I hope
and
you warned him of this, Jackie, that he was going to get sexually harassed the whole time.
I was leaving it as a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Cherry on top.
Or unpleasant surprise.
It depends
Whatever.
On how you look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jackie just entered the room.
Happy Jackie.
Happy
yes,
Jackie.
I finally arrived.
Hey, how are you?
I am good.
You get to the mic, babe.
It sounds super loud, so I was trying to prevent myself echoing in the face of everybody.
That's this. It's
perfect.
Not this.
So I'll do that.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah, I finally arrived. Waiting on people took me about 2.5 hours
right. So
of waiting time.
What was the problem, may I ask? In, because
problem.
Was there a problem?
That
your product wasn't ready?
Waiting on people. That is the problem.
That's
holiday weekend.
That is
though.
The problem.
You
waiting.
Gotta give them.
That's what this industry is all about.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe they didn't know how to tell time. They forgot their watch.
It's
no.
Hawaii time.
Hawaii, what, literal. Yeah. So yeah, about 2 hours of waiting, but I finally got what I needed. I was collecting oil from Speakeasy for our chef that's going to be preparing tapas for our event this Saturday.
Oh my God.
Tapas.
Yeah.
Medicated tapas.
Yes. We're going to have both infused and uninfused. So people that don't want them don't have to.
Defused and infused.
Oh, defused.
That's what I'm calling it.
Okay.
Defused.
I like it.
I love it.
I like it.
How fabulous. Hey, let's talk about what's happening this weekend. We have a great big event.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, there's going to be casino tables, but it's going to be a lot of fun, free gameplay.
If you don't want to play, you don't have to. You can convert them straight into raffle tickets and win some of our great prizes.
What do you have? What kind of prizes?
5 different Vegas vacations.
Oh, my God.
We have like a Las Vegas cannabis tour. We have glass pieces, like a beautiful heavy hitters piece. We have a piece from Selvi Glass. We have wonderful gift bags for everybody, too.
Yep.
Boy, those gift bags are growing.
Those cases, those are pretty bomb cases.
Hard cases. We have a lot of great sponsors, including
Corey.
Classic Concentrates is one of our sponsors.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you.
Speakeasy is one of our sponsors.
And props to Can of Candies.
Yep, Can of Candies.
Pure Organics.
Yep. And guess what? Apollo Fire Rocks just joined in.
Awesome.
So we're going to have
another. Wait a minute.
Were
they on our show before?
I'm not sure. They may have joined in with Speakeasy, but Apollo Fireworks, they're going to be joined.
Oh, we're raising so much money for the station. I love it.
Yeah.
So
we don't have to do one of those boring telethons. We could just
that was the surprise. I want to do a bongathon.
Oh, that would be sick. I'd be down for
Would
that.
Would you be down for a calling?
Dabathon, bogathon, whatever
you
want to do.
I think we should have people pledge for like how big of a dab Patty can do.
I'll do it.
I'll set it up.
Okay, sick. I'll do it. Okay.
We can bring over the dabs.
Hey, I'm all for my team.
How many like micro dabs she can do in a row or
I'm
something?
All for my team. I'm all for my team. I'll even wear the wig.
I don't know. It might catch on fire.
Yeah, I've burned it. You can see where it is. Anyway, so let's hear more about the event. Oh, I hear that you're going to have like all kind of colored lights and what are you doing? Neon
colored lights
on the pool, on the gaming tables.
Oh, LED lit. Yes, yeah. And they can actually be programmed into whatever colors we want. They could be rainbow. They can be only green to support us. They could be orange and green. Yeah, just depends.
Can he do the music to them? Do you think?
They're going to be two different rooms.
I think that's going to be two different rooms, and I think that might be a little bit more of a sophisticated table.
Okay, I just think.
Yeah, but that would be dope, right?
That would be really cool.
A dancing LED lit casino table.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocking out to the DJ.
You never know. Maybe we can make that happen.
Right.
We don't know the DJ. He could be brilliant.
Ask and you may receive. Yeah,
exactly.
Right? You never know.
Thank you. What else is going on there?
So, yeah.
We'll have some food.
It's a good way to give money to charities and get something in return. Not only will you be entertained and like fed.
Speaking of food, and you just said food twice. I heard a rumor that your husband was going to be cooking something.
Yeah, he might barbecue something.
Chef Josue.
Hey. He could cook.
Oh, yeah.
He
is. His barbecue is good.
The meat man.
Yeah.
Jesus,
So, yeah, lots of surprises, lots of stuff going on. I'm really excited. Usually I'm like really just stressed out.
No, we're not stressed out. It's going to be what it's going to be because it's going to be fabulous and we're going to have fun. And, I don't know, hopefully Jessica and Alfonso hooked up because he's the rapper and hopefully they'll do something together. If not, whatever. But she has written a pot song.
Nice.
Because she has this fabulous voice.
Well, more importantly, a pot opera song.
It's not a pot opera song, but she is going to give us a few notes because I'll never forget when she came here. You guys weren't here, right?
No, I was here.
You were here.
She works at the doctor's office in the Rancho Cucamonga. Mm-hmm.
She was in the room and I says, let me just hear a note. Garrett heard her all the way outside parking his car. And he came
opera
in like
loud. I don't know why they can't do it quietly.
She
to be like full like.
No, but it was so beautiful. I thought I was at the wherever they sing opera at the Met.
At an opera house?
No, at the Met or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She, oh my God. And she's not that big. She was incredible. I mean,
imagine the bong rip she can take probably.
Oh, those lungs. Right.
Maybe she could take a bong rip and like do opera while she exhales.
Yeah,
it.
I don't know.
There's a YouTube video.
That is so
that could go
funny.
Viral. I like that one. And then also we have like a social media kind of star. Cupcake is going to be.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
is she coming?
Is be one. Oh, Cupcake's host? Definitely our host. She's not going to come today. She's
no,
unfortunately
but she's
going to
be.
Today.
She,
yeah, Cupcake will be our host. And she's going to be making.
It's
lots
a surprise.
Of fun stuff happen.
And. Just think of her name, Cupcake. No, she's
Look
not a stripper.
Look her up on social media on Instagram.
But she is the girl. Look her up.
She hosts a lot of the sessions.
Yeah,
she's
fun.
She does a lot of cannabis events. She's
right.
really fun. She's really sweet.
She's very
We're
pretty.
We're also waiting to hear back from Charlo Green, see if she's going to
do a drop by. That'd be nice.
A drop by.
And you'll see
if you find her on Instagram.
Tell her to come. Tell her her future husband is waiting for her. Her future husband
will be at
the
event. She probably knows that just the way I look at her. But man, she's amazing.
Right.
Look at Elliot, calm down.
I am blushing. Hey, but back to Cupcake. For those who want to follow her on Instagram, her Instagram is Cupcake Cake Cake Cake.
Isn't that cute? Cupcake Cake Cake.
Fabulous. Cake. I love it.
As many times as you could probably fit it in.
Right.
So
but yeah, that's really exciting. So it should be really fun. I'm excited. And it's 21 and over. It's consumption friendly. And you're going to be able to watch live glass blowing and bid on stuff. I'm also getting some like pop culture art stuff too.
And mingle. It's an opportunity to meet other people in the same industry that you're in. Or if you want to even be in this industry, it would be the place to come because that's what it's going to be.
Or you can just buy a ticket and not even come and just give us money.
Give us money. That's right.
Sometimes that happens.
That happens, right. I mean, we take what we can get. We're a little bit more whore sometimes, but that's that's another story. So we're going to see everybody Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Goose Fire Glass Gallery on the border of Huntington Beach and Westminster. So we will see you there. We're real excited. And I saw this story, thought of Florida, and I thought, I got to find a Florida story.
What, did you just look up crazy Florida news?
Well,
for a quarry of the people that don't know, we always cover random acts of ridiculous, which are just like the craziest, obscene stories, things that people do. It's like, what? Well,
and a lot and comes out of Florida.
90% is like Florida, Florida, yeah. Florida, 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 Florida. And it's like, we don't know why. It's, but here we go.
I don't know. I mean,
the crack is strong there.
I don't know what it is, but they all look like, I mean, the people that we see. Anyway, cops nab woman for pork fried rice battery. She was found, a Florida man was covered from head to toe in pork fried rice and a red sauce. I mean, come on. How did they know? A red sauce. Anyway, after following an attack yesterday by his ex-girlfriend, according to cops who arrested the woman for domestic battery. He, we're taking a picture. Oh, hi. Get in here, Corey. We have to take a picture right in the middle of everything. Anyhow.
It's a good action shot.
Right. When he came to the restaurant, they argued and about Wilson repeatedly keeping the child. They had a child together out of school. So the cop asked the guy to leave the restaurant. He got mad, everybody began screaming. The girl threw a plate of food on him and burned a little. I mean, it was a stupid Florida story.
Why are they arresting people for that? I mean, that shit happens every day in Compton. You know, like every single day, I'm sure.
Hey,
right?
Some would say.
Or anywhere. I shouldn't be like actually stereotyping anyone, but I'm sure there's a lot of baby mama drama. You know?
How about Tiger Woods got arrested? He got a DUI.
Yeah, did you hear that? It was from prescription drugs. It wasn't alcohol.
They had four prescription drugs in his body.
Yep.
Yes. Wow.
Yep. Good old federal government making those drugs legal.
Hey, that's their job.
Right?
Until we prove that we're better than them, it's, anyway, what else? Anything else, guys?
Oh, man, there's just a lot of crazy stuff going on in the news always. Gosh.
Okay.
My mind is a blank. I've just been so wrapped up in this party.
This was so horrible. This is why people should be castrated, sterilized, or whatever, or should not have kids.
Yeah.
A mother of two locked her kids aged 5 and 2 inside her car trunk so she could go shopping at Walmart. So she could go shopping at Walmart.
They don't allow kids at Walmart anymore, or what?
Tori Lee Castillo, 39, was jailed on suspicion of child abuse. I mean, what the fuck?
Where is this at?
Utah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wonder if she was a Mormon. I mean, sorry, Candace. Are you?
well, maybe a fundamentalist Mormon. There you go. Candace isn't a fundamentalist.
She
I wonder how she got caught. Like, somebody actually saw the kids pop out.
A good Samaritan.
And then they
no.
followed
no. A good Samaritan in the parking lot heard two
yep.
children.
Yep.
No way.
Yes, making noise no. from yeah. inside the trunk, and right. the car was shaking.
Right.
Yeah.
So they were probably pounding and screaming.
Yeah.
Oh,
even if you don't have claustrophobia, that's pretty.
Did they say how long they were in there?
So
did they say the temperature outside?
Yeah.
They called 911. They also talked the 5-year-old through how to unlatch the trunk.
From the inside.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Horrible.
I mean, she needs to die. I don't care what. I mean, you locked your kids in a trunk. You should die because you shop at Walmart, number one. But locking your kids in a trunk to go shopping at Walmart. Yeah. I mean, you should kill yourself twice.
Offense.
I mean, that is so. I am so shocked. I'm pissed.
Family.
I know, and they talk shit about us, marijuana smoking parents. You know,
yeah.
Right?
I mean,
there's people in Utah.
The little girl's voice just kept saying, "Let me out. I'm scared." I mean, people heard this.
Oh, that's sad.
So she should never ever get her kids back again. Hopefully she won't.
The sad thing is those kids are going to be separated now if there's no dad in the picture.
Well,
so
the dad has them, and we don't know about the dad. He could be a degenerate also. I'm mm-hmm. not sure. It says children are in the custody of their father. So, oh yeah, if I knew where she was, I'd go beat her up. Anybody that hurts kids deserves to die. Come on.
Right.
It's horrible. They're innocent. They can't protect themselves. Mm-hmm. So that shit pisses me off more yeah. than anything.
They should, you know, that's why we should be spending our police resources to go after people like that and give those kind of families more attention instead of sending people to jail for marijuana.
Right.
You know, like I know that people do in Utah. When people are in Utah, they just go. They just drive. You don't even stop for gas. You just keep going. I remember a couple years ago, the Magic Butter Company,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
they, have
oh,
like a,
right.
they have like a stretch limo and it's like painted like bright orange and it says Magic Butter all over
right,
it.
Right.
And they were driving, I think, to the High Times Cannabis Cup in Denver and through Utah, and they got pulled over and they got arrested and charged separately for all the different kinds of
what?
Cannabis. So, you know, of course, they have edibles. They have like hash.
Oh,
they have tincture.
God.
They have, you know, every
all
flour
forms.
And concentrates and paraphernalia, you know, and like
they had like,
I guess,
like 15 different pot violations.
Yeah, and they had to spend like thousands of dollars bailing everybody out.
Wow.
And then I think they decided to fly home. And then one of their workers actually tried to fly home with like marijuana on them. And they were like, fuck you. You're like, I don't know if you got fired or not, but they're like, after all of that, you're going to do this to us again? Like, possibly? Like, they're like, no.
Wow.
But
good
yeah,
Utah
is a scary place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was your hometown, wasn't it?
No, I never lived in Utah.
Oh, no, Colorado.
Just
oh, I'm
her
sorry.
People. Her
I'm
people
sorry.
Came from Utah.
I'm sorry.
They live with my desert people. It is.
Oh, God. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, the woman was from Utah. Okay. This one I loved. This woman was locked inside of CVS pharmacy. Yeah. She was looking for a card. They closed the store and locked her in. Now, was she oblivious? I bet she was stoned. You know what? It doesn't say anything. You have to play it. And I don't, she was searching for a birthday card.
Oh, she was really invested.
A Florida woman. So what do we think she was on? Okay, this is a Florida woman. Everybody, what do you think?
Methamphetamine.
Bath salts.
Oh, no. Something that makes you totally unaware of what's going on. Because she had a heater
happened
and like,
to
see
bath
the
salts?
Lights turning off. Yes.
What happened to
Can
what?
Can we talk about bath salts for like 30 seconds?
Too
what
many,
happened
too
to
many
bath salts?
Faces
they
were getting eaten off.
God.
That shit was... That was great to watch
Enough
on the news.
People saw the zombie videos.
Oh, my
videos
God.
And they were like,
that
no.
was so horrible.
Oh, I mean, I think the federal government started cracking down, too, because they used to be, like, all at Champs, which is, like, a head shop convention
right,
show.
Right.
And you don't really see as much bath salts mm-hmm. anymore. So I think, okay. you
or
know,
even,
the federal
even
government.
Or even synthetic marijuana. I don't see yeah. any
spice.
Of that
is
anymore
that
either, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's one of them. There was so many different yeah. kinds
now
of
that marijuana
weed,
is so available. And CBDs, you can get CBD anything, anywhere, you know?
Okay, I have something fabulous.
Kratom.
Kratom,
oh, yeah.
yeah, that's another one.
I don't,
yeah. Another
synthetic. I have something fabulous to report from my hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. NFL linebacker, Hall of Famer Jack Ham advocates for cannabis in Pennsylvania.
Ooh,
that's
good.
That is fabulous.
Yeah. Yes. Prominent people in the NFL talking about it. That's, yes. That's wonderful.
Yes. He will serve as a spokesperson and consultant for AgriMed, which has plans to grow and provide I'm moving back. For patients who meet a qualifying medical. Okay. And I heard my ex, I worked for Frank O'Harris, and he played the same time Jack Ham played. And I love Franco. Big shout out to Frank O'Harris. He was like one of my favorite people. An incredible man. I understand that he was interested in getting involved. So I used to do all his races. He had a cycling team called the Pittsburgh Power, and I did all their races.
You should get him on the show.
I know some guy too that works out. It's like the NBA, like Alumni Players Association or something too. Nice. That's involved in the cannabis industry.
Yeah,
so. John Sally.
Do you know?
Yeah, John.
I'm gonna call John Sally.
Call him up, Al. I'll call Franco.
John Sally.
Do you know how
nice.
Many injuries these guys have? I mean, from playing football and being banged around
head to toe. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why they want it.
Yeah. Chronic pain.
And it's better than the drugs that they're currently on and being given by their coaches and everybody else, because that's what has to help them get through the game.
Yeah.
Less side effects.
Mm-hmm. Downers and uppers to wake up, and downers and uppers.
Yeah, so when I saw that, I was so excited. I thought, oh, my God, fabulous. Pittsburgh is doing great. Big shout out to Patrick Nightingale and his fabulous wife, because Teresa, they've been doing so much to get everything legal, and they are doing it right. I mean, it's they're coming along there, and I'm really excited now that people like Jack Ham is involved, and there's other sports figures, I believe, I'm not going to say, involved in Pittsburgh. So. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
That's great.
And more people come out, then the more people are going to be confident to come out talking about themselves.
Anything else, guys? Corey, do you have anything to say, honey?
We're going to be giving away free dabs at the High Society event this weekend coming up. And
I want to hold your hand.
And some giveaways at our booth, so everybody should come.
Come and visit you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Come and visit Corey. And he's cute, girls. You have a wife?
No.
Girlfriend?
No. Currently.
Okay.
Currently.
Bachelor.
Watch
open.
Out, Patty.
You know what? We should have a bachelor auction. A 420 bachelor auction.
Oh, no.
And it just keeps coming. Corey's number one. Number one on the list.
Right? Maybe
wait a minute. Elliot, you're not getting away.
Maybe not that, but we should definitely have them go to the 420 dating things that they have in Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of 420 dating nights.
What was that website? 420 Mates back in the day?
There is. Four, yeah.
Let's get them on. I'm writing it down.
I think they might still be around, the 420 Mates.
I'm going to call
them.
Yeah.
Oh, so
we are searching for you.
They're trying hard.
Yeah. Reaching.
Yeah. We want everyone to be as miserable as us. Yeah. What can I say?
Wait a minute.
Everyone's got to have a partner.
But what's wrong? What's wrong with wanting threshold. To like find love and smoke pot?
Nothing. And you know, it really makes a relationship awkward if only one person smokes pot.
Yeah.
Honestly, it makes it hard. If only one person is the only one smoking weed and the other person is drinking.
Does your mate smoke pot?
He does at night with me, but like not as much as I do. I can throw down alcohol with him, but he can never throw down weed with me. Yeah.
As much.
He smokes it. He dabs it, but it's not like I do.
Okay. We're so proud of you.
So you definitely want to be able to get that.
Yeah, we're going to do the bongathon. That's our next fundraiser.
I'm in.
And we're going to do it here. We'll do it for, like, do you have to do it for 24 hours or... How do you do this? We'll figure it out.
Well, you know, the telethons typically are 24 hours.
Let's call Jerry Lewis.
Why not? Let's touch in.
Let's call Jerry Lewis.
You never know. They might respond.
I know. I mean, hey, I'll call anybody. I don't really care. What can they say? Funny. Yes or no?
Seriously.
Whatever. But we're going to do that.
I like it.
We're
going to
do the bongathon.
Oh, wait a minute. You can find Hemp Radio. 100 and many different ways. So please
go, Al.
Take some time, go on Facebook and type in Hemp Radio. If you have an Instagram, look us up on Hemp Radio. We have a website, hempradio.com. We have a YouTube page. We're on Dash Radio. We're on Podomatic. We're part of the Cannabis Talk 101 network. We're doing a lot of big things.
Nice. We are everywhere.
Where can we reach Classic Concentrates or Royal Trees?
Give your number, babe.
You can find us at
420 Corey.
ClassicConcentrates.com.
That's what I'm on.
Also on
nice website.
Instagram at Cannabis Extracts and at Royal Trees Cannabis. And you can contact us directly at 949 383-0393.
Cool. Yep, definitely.
And you're going to be at our, you're going to be at High Society. So
yeah, we'll have a booth there.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous. Anyway, what else? What else? Thank you. I'm so glad you showed up.
Oh, finally. Yeah.
You poor thing. Last minute. We were so, well, wasn't your fault. I mean,
oh my God.
You do for charity.
I hate waiting. Oh. If there's one thing I hate, is I hate waiting.
I want to stab them, people. I hate it too.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Al, do you have anything else to say, babe?
Oh, wait. We're not done giving my man props over here. I didn't went on Instagram and found three pages. So Royal Trees Cannabis.
Uh-huh.
Royal Trees Delivery.
Yeah.
Royal Trees Crew.
Yeah.
Elliot loves those social media, so wow. He's like, good job.
Oh, do you have a staff member named Tracy?
Yeah.
Royal _ Trees _ Tracy.
Yeah.
Get them.
Get us.
I love it. Hey, they'll find you one way or another.
I found them.
I
found them.
Anyway, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for listening in. Check us out on hempradio.com. We love you. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.
Peace.